Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 16th. Today's devotion is entitled, True Freedom. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John recorded that Jesus spoke these words to Jews who had expressed belief in him. Jesus challenged them beyond a momentary profession of faith and called them to enduring discipleship. He taught that true disciples are those who abide in his word. The Greek word meno means to abide, remain, dwell, and continue faithfully, living under Christ's teaching. Jesus was not calling for occasional interest or intellectual agreement. To abide meant receiving his teaching, obeying his teaching, persevering in his teaching, and making his word one's permanent home. John repeatedly emphasized abiding as the mark of authentic faith. Jesus also taught that abiding leads to knowing the truth, and truth leads to freedom. In John's gospel, truth was more than facts, philosophy, or abstract doctrine. Truth was centered in a person. Jesus later declared, "I am the way and the truth and the life." Jesus himself is the truth. The freedom he promised was not political freedom or social liberation. A few verses later, Jesus explained that sinners are slaves to sin. Therefore, the freedom Christ gives is freedom from sin's enslaving power. We often live in a culture that defines freedom as independence, self-discovery, or the absence of authority. Yet Jesus taught the opposite. True freedom does not come from doing whatever we want. It comes from remaining in Christ. We must do more than casually read Scripture or agree with biblical ideas. We are called to let the word of Christ dwell in us by receiving it, obeying it, and continuing in it. The paradox of God's kingdom is that surrender produces liberty. As we submit ourselves to Jesus, the truth himself, we discover true freedom. Let's pray. Dear Father, help us remain in your Son and abide in his word. Set us free from the power of sin as we abide in Christ and he abides in us. Help us experience the joy and liberty found in surrendering completely to you. In Jesus' name, amen.